I'm joined on Radio Jackie today by Adam Herriot from Walton on Thames, and he is a senior specialist in plastics. This week is Recycle Week. Now, Adam, tell us what the campaign urges people to do.
This week is all about recycling more. So every year we throw away around 9 billion items of very easy to recycle things. So around 7.4 billion yoghurt pots, 845 million cleaning product bottles, so spray bottles for the kitchen, for the bathroom, 6 million aftershave and perfume bottles, just over 500 million aerosols, and also lots and lots of toilet roll tubes as well. So what we're trying to do is get everyone to recycle just one more thing to help cut that number right down, and we can make sure we're recycling as much as possible.
Those figures are really, really high. And I also read that nearly 8 out of 10 people bin stuff that could be recycled. That's also really high as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's massive. And it can be complex for people, not necessarily sure what we can recycle, where to recycle. And obviously, it can change depending on where we live. So where I live in Walton on Thames, I can recycle pretty much everything, but obviously where other people might live, they might not be able to recycle the same thing. So what's really important to do is make sure you're either going on the local council website to check what you can put in your bin, or go onto the Recycle Now website, which is recyclenow.com, and pop in your postcode. You can find out exactly where and what you can put in, including the weird and wonderful of where to take it to your local sort of local council tip or back to sort of supermarkets and things like that as well.
And why is it that some areas can recycle everything and others can't?
Traditionally, it's just been down to local authorities and what they decide and what they can find markets for or what they have different contracts for. But actually, it's changing. So government's bringing in a new policy called Simpler Recycling, which means it's going to change that everyone across the country, no matter where you live, is going to be recycling exactly the same things, no matter where you are. So we can all recycle these 5 items as well. So yoghurt pots, cleaning products, toilet roll tubes, aftershave and aerosols, along with sort of other pots, tubs and trays, bottles, tins, cans, all these sorts of stuff. So everyone's going to recycle the same things. And that's coming in from 2026.
And are you hoping when that comes in that you'll see a change in the numbers of things being binned?
Yes, hopefully. It'll make it a lot simpler for everyone. So it's going to stop people putting the recycling in the rubbish, in your rubbish bin, your black bin, but also stop what we call wishcycling, of where people aren't quite sure whether it's recyclable or not. So let's pop it in the recycling just in case the bin fairies can fix it and sort it for them. That should change things, make it a lot easier to recycle, make sure people are recycling as much as they possibly can, but recycling the right things as well.
What's the importance of recycling?
So it's massively important. So obviously we all know climate change is a big problem for us, and it's one of the biggest problems we've been facing as a species. So recycling really helps cut down the different greenhouse gases, carbon emissions and things like that. So it stops us digging new virgin materials out of the ground, so be it sort of glass, metals or oil for plastics, and actually making sure we're recycling what we've already used to cut down those emissions. It's a lot easier, it's a lot more efficient to recycle these materials into something new.
And what could happen if we carry on putting stuff in landfill rather than recycling at the rate that we currently are?
So if we continue to put things into landfill and put things into our black bin, they could have a big impact in terms of the emissions that come off of that, in terms of coming out from landfill or coming out from the energy from waste plant, incineration plant that the material might also go down to. But also, the main reason we wanted to recycle more and more is because we can reuse that material, recycle into something new, be it a new product, new packaging, like a bottle or a can or back into a glass bottle, depending on the material. And that will cut down the emissions massively compared to making that product or packaging out of a virgin material. So that's what we want to do. We want to make sure we're reusing as much stuff as possible.
And what are the steps people can take to make the change from throwing things away to recycling? You're urging people to recycle. Was it just one more thing a week? What can people do to take those steps?
So the really, really easy thing to do is, because most people just forget about anything outside the kitchen. So one of the most easy things to do is just to put a bag on the back of your bathroom door that you can put your old shampoo bottles in. You put your own cleaning products in once you've obviously emptied them. And then you can take them downstairs and put the recycling from your kitchen. That's the easiest thing you can do. If you're like me and you're really into recycling, and we have a little bin with 2 sections, one for the non-recyclable stuff and then a bigger compartment for all the recyclable stuff and all the bottles and all the cleaning stuff. So we have a bin that has 2 separate things up there. That makes it really nice and simple, because then we haven't got to resort all the stuff once we take it downstairs. So that's the simplest thing we can do. Alternatively, as I said earlier, if you just check out the Recycle Now website, so recyclenow.com, and you can find out exactly what you can recycle where you live.
And what impact is people not recycling as much as we should be having on the environment? I know you touched on this earlier, but just remind us.
Yeah, so it's having a big impact. So by not recycling, obviously, you've got all the associated carbon emissions, all the associated greenhouse gas emissions. Obviously, we're then digging new materials out of the ground to try and make the products that we're consuming. That's one impact. But also, there's a cost impact to you. So to throw something away into your black bin, your residual bin, is actually a lot more expensive than putting it into your recycling bin. So actually, that money that is being spent on to dispose of it in landfill or to burn it, because you can't recycle it, that could be going on to other areas in your local area and community. That can go to social care, that can go to schools, that can go to all these different things that the council would love to spend more money on. So actually, by recycling, you're actually helping the community around you as well.
It doesn't just affect our country, does it? It has a global impact.
Yes, certainly. So, obviously, we're an island, but we're not an island, as it were. So, recycling is a global thing. So, for the UK, obviously, we try and recycle as much as we can within our boundaries, within our borders, but we don't have the infrastructure to do it all. So we do have to send material to different places around the world, to be into Europe or elsewhere, to be recycled. They've got more recycling facilities, they've got more things like that to do it. So we need to make sure we're collecting it effectively and getting it to the right places at the right time, because obviously we want to make sure if we're recycling right, it will get recycled in these places. If you're recycling wrong, that's where things could potentially go wrong. So the idea is obviously recycle as much as possible, but recycle the right things and don't wish cycle, as I mentioned earlier.
Now, your company has delivered a letter to the Prime Minister, I believe. What was that asking for? Tell us more.
Yes, yeah, so for Recycle Week, we've got these five items, so we've got these five fantastic characters. So ask Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, to make sure we're doing everything we can to make sure that he's enabling us as a country to recycle everything. So yesterday, on Monday, we marched down to Downing Street with our five characters in tow, unfortunately in the pouring rain, and we delivered this letter asking Keir Starmer to do everything we can to make sure that he's enabling local authorities, enabling us as citizens to recycle everything we can, to making it nice and simple, make sure we're putting in simple recycling to make sure everyone can recycle everything wherever they live. But also to make sure that we have the infrastructure in the UK to recycle everything here at home in the UK and not have to send it to Europe or elsewhere. So making sure we've got that infrastructure, we've got the investment to build these new facilities to make sure we can do everything we can as well as we can.
And are you hopeful that he will take action on this?
I'm very hopeful, and so are the five characters that we brought along with us. So we know recycling is a priority for the government, and we're really hopeful that this letter just spurs them on that little bit more to make sure that he unlocks the investment that we need.
So tell us more about these five characters. What do they represent?
So yes, we've got five characters. So we've got DD the deodorant, so the deodorant spray. We've got Ray the plastic trigger spray, Yogi the yogurt pot, Fitz the perfume bottle, and Hube the toilet roll tube. So they're all wanting to be recycled, but they're, as I say, they're the five items that we regularly don't recycle properly in the UK, the things that people will forget to do. So you'll notice all of them, apart from the yogurt pot, they're things that are generally outside the kitchen that people just don't necessarily think about. So these five items are desperate to be recycled.
And when it comes to education about recycling, does this happen in the home, or can we see more of this happening at school as well? What do you think?
I think it comes from absolutely everywhere. And I think it's one of the things we have been doing Recycle Week this year. We've created a game that we've put out to the public they can use to help recycle more. But I think actually the message comes from everywhere. We need everyone to pay attention. And it's really helpful in schools. We get the schools involved. The kids are really excited about it. And they go and pester their parents and the pester power. But at the end of the day as well, it's the parents actually have to, most of the time, have to take the bins out, do the recycling themselves. So we need everyone to be talking about it, which is why we have Recycle Week, which is obviously a great tool to do this. It puts it back on the agenda for people, and people start seeing the message out there. But yeah, it needs to happen from absolutely all walks of life.
And during past annual Recycle Weeks, have you seen positive changes?
Yeah, on the whole, we see, obviously, we track lots of different activities as we go. So we have, every year we run what's called the Recycling Tracker, where we understand, we survey systems, we try and get a better understanding of people's attitudes and behaviours around recycling. And we have seen, over this is the 21st iteration of Recycle Week we've had, started in 2004. We have seen, over that time, there's been a fantastic improvement in people's attitudes towards recycling and how people recycle and will recycle more. However, obviously, over recent times, people's willingness to recycle maybe has waned a little bit, maybe it's sort of stagnated for various different reasons. So we're really hopeful that this week in Recycle Week, we can really sort of push that forward a bit more, get people excited, a bit more engaged in recycling, to make sure that we're doing everything we can.
And what would you say about supermarkets that seem to cover absolutely everything in plastic these days? You know, fruit and vegetables that maybe don't even need to be wrapped in plastic are. Do they need to take some responsibility for this?
Yeah, 100%. I think the retailers do need to do more. They are doing a lot already. So we work very closely with them on things like the UK Plastics Pact, which is looking at reducing the impact that plastics has on our lives and the environment. And that includes things like, you know, removing plastic wrapping from fresh and uncut fruit and vegetables, and some retailers are trying to take action, but we want them to really take a lot more action and remove things a lot quicker than they're currently doing. But they have been increasing, say, recycled content in their plastic packaging. They have been lightweighting their plastic packaging. They've been increasing recyclability as well. So there have been some fantastic strides going forward by the retailers. But as I say, there's always more to do, and we'll continue to work with them to do that and to get it done as quick as possible so we can reduce the impact that plastic and just packaging in general has on our lives.
And the final question I have for you is, what would you say to people listening to this to urge them to take the time to check labels and recycle as much as possible?
Yeah, checking labels is really important. So you'll notice on pretty much all packaging you'll have in your home, you'll see a little box on the back of that pack with what we call the Recycle Now swoosh, which is a little sort of almost circular loop, white loop with a sort of like a heart at the end of it, and it'll say recycle or don't recycle on it. So that's a really good indicator of what you can and can't put in your bin. So that's really important to check that. And I'd say also check the Recycle Now website, so recyclenow.com, and check the local authority website to double check what you can and can't put in your bin. Really important. But say those labels are really, really handy of understanding. If you've only got that 1 second before you put it in the recycling bin, have a quick look. Does it say recycle or don't? If it says recycle, put it in the recycling bin. If it says don't, put it into your black refuse bin.